Right now, we are joined by TinCast manager Jonathan Matthews, and after a successful road trip to Lake County, I'm sure the manager has to be pleased with the progress this team's making. And Skipper, what was different? Did you see some development that started to shine through with this past week at Lake County?
Yeah, you know what I did. A lot of things I think were in play. Our starting pitching, which has been really good all year, but we got to stretch them out a little bit. And so then that kind of helps us to manage the bullpen in ways that we can try to win the game instead of just we need to cover nine innings tonight based on pitch counts. And then, you know, everybody plays in the cold, but the weather kind of turned a little bit. It was rainy in Lake County, but it wasn't quite as chilly as it had been lately. And the guys started to swing the bats a little bit better. Some of the middle of our lineup kind of started to do some damage. And so, yeah, it was a nice series for us in Lake County. And I know the boys are excited to be back here at Parkview this week.
Of course, it was 4 out of 6, and a couple of days you had doubleheaders. I'm just wondering, playing 4 7-inning games out of the 6 games played, when you talk about starting pitching and how you're able to stretch them out and how starting pitching has been a real strength of this team, having 7-inning games, doesn't that work out to be a little bit in your advantage?
Yeah, kind of. You know, it does. Playing 2 doubleheaders in 3 days sounds like a bit of a hectic schedule, but at the same time, on those doubleheader days, you know, basically, for 2 games, you only have to cover 14 innings instead of covering 18. And so if we can get our starter through 5, then you can kind of – that kind of saves the bullpen a little bit. So, honestly, you know, doubleheaders aren't ideal, and, you know, nobody likes a rain out. But at the same time, it did kind of cut down on the number of innings that we had to cover over the course of the series. And, you know, the guy's energy was great. In Lake County, it looked like it was going to be a washout both of those days right from the beginning. So they kind of let us know early that we probably were not going to play. So we got to have a nice little workout. The position players hitting the cages. The pitchers kind of did some work or whatever they could do out through the raindrops. But 2 doubleheaders in 3 days sounds like a lot. But, you know, honestly, I was really pleased with how our guys tackled that.
Let's talk about the middle of that order because it's kind of settling into place. And I thought one guy that really brings a little extra pop into the middle part of that order is Marcos Castagnon. You know, he just looks like a natural hitter. I mean, everything about his approach at the plate, how he stays right on the ball all the way through contact. I mean, I just really like what I see from him. What have you noticed as his manager?
That, you know, hitters hit. And he's a hitter. Even his mannerisms, like if you watch, and we're on with some of the new rules. There's a pitch clock, and the hitters have to be engaged with the pitcher at like 9 seconds. If you watch Casty, even with those pitch clock rules, he kind of works at his own pace. He's a very calm hitter. If he has to be engaged by 9 seconds, he's engaged at 9, but not at 10. He just has a very calming presence in the middle of our lineup. And, yeah, he had a nice series. He got us off to a good start yesterday. He had a 3-run homer in the first inning and kind of set the tone for the day. And so, I've been really pleased with how he swung the bat.
And, of course, Jackson Merrill showed a little bit of pop in the bat. Again, you don't tinker with a guy as talented as Jackson Merrill unless you really need to. Was there any tinkering done with his first month? Obviously, it's not the numbers he would have expected, but nobody seemed to be too down about it. Was there any tinkering? Because he did have some success in this past week.
He did. Actually, we sat down, Aaron Bray, the hitting coach, and I sat down with Jackson, and he's getting pitched a little bit differently than he got pitched last year, which would make some sense. He had a really successful season last year, and so I think other teams realized that, hey, we're going to have to make some changes. And so then they did, and then he's going to have to adjust to that. It's like this constant game of chess, I guess. The pitching makes a move, and then, you know, the offense, we have to adjust, and then they adjust again, and that just is a constant battle of going back and forth. And with all the information, you know, teams that we have now, teams kind of knew, okay, Jackson Merrill is really good at this, and so we're going to try to tackle him, you know, a different way. And, you know, for the first couple of weeks of the season, they did, and now I think he's starting to adjust back. And he's so talented, I have zero worries about Jackson Merrill. It's just honestly a good learning lesson for him that it's going to constantly be punch and counterpunch, and that's kind of what he's learning right now.
Talking to TinCast manager Jonathan Matthews, who's joining us on the guest line, I want to talk about Brandon Valenzuela, because we're very familiar with him from last year, and of course we saw his defensive skills, his throwing arm, but I said even the first week of this season that I thought eventually as his body matures, his power will come. This is a guy that should have great strength at the plate from both sides of the plate. And he started to show a little more of the pop in the bat. Has he adjusted his swing? Is there something specific that you worked on with with Brandon. What's led to his success?
I think just his intent. You know, he always had the reputation of being this defense first because he's an excellent receiver. And we hate to say steals strikes because it sounds like you're kind of fooling the umpires, but that's in essence what he does. He steals strikes. He can really throw. And so he had that reputation always as a defense first guy, but there's some thump in there, and you're right, from both sides of the plate. He started to show this. He's hit some homers, mostly left-handed so far, but obviously, you know, the majority of the pitchers you face are going to be right-handed pitchers, but and on various pitches. He's hit a couple of breaking balls for homers. He had a fastball for a homer the other night. So I think he's just starting to come into his own as an offensive player, and that's really kind of exciting. And if he, you know, continues in that trajectory, you know, unfortunately for us, I'm afraid he, you know, may not be here very long, which is a good thing.
Well, that's a fear you're going to live with almost every single day in minor league baseball. All right, so let's talk about starting pitching, because with those double headers, we said at the time it's an advantage, but then you've also got to figure out how many guys are getting the proper rest. What's it going to do? Is it going to have an impact on this week's starting rotation?
Yeah, we'll have to adjust a little bit. One of our starters, Garrett Hawkins, threw a bullpen yesterday and kind of was a little ouchy, so we might give him a little bit of rest. So we're still, you know, a little bit undecided about this week, but last week Adam Mazur came off the injured list. We had a little stomach bug go through the clubhouse when we were in Peoria, and Maze is a kind of a long, lean kid in the first place, and he lost some weight, and so we wanted to get him built back up, and he pitched really well the other day, so he'll be back in there. So our starting pitching has been one of our strengths all season so far, and so I fully expect that to continue. It's just we'll have to shuffle some guys around based on, you know, some of that sickness that went through the clubhouse.
Always appreciate you jumping on and spending some time with us, and look forward to seeing some Tin Caps baseball.
Thank you. The guys are looking forward to it.
That is Jonathan Matthews joining us on the guest line.